This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Xiomara Castro was sworn in as the first female president of Honduras on Thursday. It was a ceremony witnessed by thousands of people amid a sea of waving flags in the national stadium in the capital, Tegucigalpa. Castro faces multiple challenges: high unemployment, persistent violence, corruption, and problems with the healthcare and educational systems. There's also pressure on Honduran leaders from the United States to improve living conditions in Honduras and curb migration to the U.S. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris attended the inauguration ceremony. She was set to meet with Castro a short time later. Russia's foreign minister said Thursday that officials are studying a written response by the U.S. to Moscow's demands to resolve the crisis over Ukraine. However, the foreign minister said it contained no positive reaction on the main issue of NATO expansion and weapons deployment. Sergei Lavrov said the United States response contained some elements that could lead to the start of serious talk on what he termed secondary issues. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as the United States and its NATO allies expressed concern that a buildup of about 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine signaled that Moscow planned to invade its ex-Soviet neighbor. Russia denies having any such plans. As expected, the U.S. and the Western alliance firmly rejected any concessions on Moscow's main points Wednesday, refusing to permanently ban Ukraine from joining NATO and saying allied deployments of troops and military equipment in Eastern Europe are non-negotiable. From Washington, this is VOA News. Western diplomats said on Thursday that they would expand their Afghan relief operations while continuing to pressure the country's Islamist Taliban rulers to respect human rights and allow girls to go to school. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council Wednesday that Afghanistan is hanging by a thread and called for countries to authorize all transactions needed to carry out humanitarian aid. Some $9.5 billion in Afghan central bank reserves remains blocked abroad, and international development support has dried up since the Taliban seized power in August. With millions of Afghans at risk of starvation this winter as poverty deepens, Norway hosted meetings from January 23rd through the 25th between the Taliban and the United States and European diplomats, as well as with aid organizations and Afghan civil society groups. Pakistan's military confirmed Thursday that a militant raid against a security base in southwestern Baluchistan province has killed at least 10 soldiers. The Pakistani military said the assault took place late Tuesday in a remote Pakistani district bordering Iran. It said that security forces in the ensuing intense shootout killed at least one assailant and injured several others. An outlawed militant group known as the Baluchistan Liberation Front took credit for the attack. It is likely one of the deadliest attacks against Pakistani security forces in the sparsely populated province in recent months. Several armed separatist organizations are active in the area and routinely claim attacks against government forces. Mali's junta has advised the French defense minister to observe the greatness of silence after she accused the army leadership in the Sahel state of provocations. In an interview broadcast on state TV Wednesday night, a junta spokesman also accused France of what he called colonial reflexes and of using regional organizations to divide Malians. Relations between Mali's ruling military and France, the former colonial power, have frayed since the army seized power in a coup in August of 2020. And North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles Thursday, according to South Korea. That makes January the busiest month ever for North Korean missile launches. In an alert to reporters, South Korea's military said the North launched what was presumed to be two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast around 8 a.m. local time. That is six rounds now of missile tests from North Korea this month. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.